Like the hunter, the photographer has great interest in the tools he uses. He carries various types of cameras, lenses, and film to help him get the picture he wants. He understands the way cameras work, the uses of telephoto and microlenses, and often the technical procedures of printing and developing. Of course, the time and interest a photographer invests in these mechanical aspects of his art allow him to capture and produce the image he wants. But as with the hunter, these mechanics can and often do become fascinating in themselves. The wildlife photographer also needs to stalk his prey with knowledge and skill in order to get an accurate shot. Like the hunter, he has to understand the animal's patterns, characteristics, and habitat, must become animal-like in order to succeed. And like the hunter's, his pursuit is much more prolonged and complicated than the shot itself. The stalking processes are almost identical and give many of the same satisfactions. The successful photographer also has something tangible to show for his efforts. A still picture of an animal can be displayed in a home, a gallery, a shop. It can be printed in a publication, as a postcard, or as a poster. In fact, a single photograph can be used in all these ways at once, can in fact be reproduced countless times. And despite all the ways of using his trophies, the photographer continues to preserve his prey. Luckily, the excitement of pursuing an animal, learning its habits and patterns, outsmarting it on its own level, and finally getting it, can all be done with a camera. So why use guns?